For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Fun Belt Podcast, part of the Believe Network.
Folks, to Dusty Thibodeau of Warhawk Report, Jeremy Harper of Howlraiser, and Shane Metlin of the Daily News Record.
I think it's potentially a very good week for the Sun Belt.
But I'm just kind of going off on a random rant. It's just frustrating. It's...
The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season, with the best bracket contest out there, and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime for your desktop or mobile device, and even track your bracket in real time all the way through the tournament. Head over to BetOnline today and get in on this action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fun Belt Podcast. You know, it's been since the last time we talked, a lot of things have happened. We've had the first few rounds of the NCAA where we saw James Madison of the Sun Belt get a big win over Wisconsin, take a big defeat against Duke. We saw on the women's side, Marshall not do very well. They get out in the first round. We see a lot of action going on in the women's NIT. Three teams, am I right, Tibbs?
Three teams remain.
Three teams remain. Two playing right now. Even as we speak, two are playing. We had the CBI, the College Basketball Invitational, played in Daytona. Arkansas State made it to the semis. Did really well until they hit the freight train that is High Point, kind of a hoity-toity college way out east. They ended up winning by one. That's all been very exciting. And in between all of that, Dusty, baseball just keeps rolling. And the Sun Belt seems to be getting very strong. Like, the reputation of the Sun Belt for baseball, in my opinion, has never been stronger. It seems like there's sort of a universal acknowledgement that Sun Belt baseball is one of the best conferences for baseball in the nation.
Or we're just Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, because you have App State, middle of the road in the preseason poll, going in, beating the nationally ranked Coastal Carolina 2 out of 3. It doesn't get any crazier than that. And you're right. It's baseball time. It's the best time of the year. We have conference schedules going on for the Easter weekend. It's going to be Thursday through Saturday, so it's going to be kind of a compressed to make sure that we have good old Easter Sunday off. Jeremy, do you still do anything for Easter? Are you an Easter guy?
No, you know, Easter has never been one of my faves. You know, it's like an obligation holiday. Yeah, I go to church. I always go to church. And then we have the brunch, which usually involves family and extended family, so it's kind of a circus. And then, you know, it's a lot of just sitting around waiting for the ham to get done. When you had kids, when my kids were younger, there'd be like an egg search, which is always a kind of a not frustrating, stressful. It's a stressful event, Tibbs, when your kid is out there with a bunch of other kids and they're looking for eggs and they're not finding them. And you can see them from, you know, your vantage point. You can see all the eggs out there, and the kids are just not getting it. It's kind of like watching your kid up to bat for the first time, and he's striking out. That's a little bit how watching the Easter egg hunt is. I'm kind of glad that's over in my life. How about you, Tibbs? You got plans? You do Easter stuff?
I'll be flying solo. I am not able to make it back to the motherland of North Louisiana for the Easter holiday. I will be stuck in the great state of the Republic of Texas.
Oh, all right.
So I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm hoping that I can find some kind of barbecue joint to enjoy brisket because brisket is always a great Easter meal.
Nothing says he has risen more than brisket.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So I want to dig back though into hoops, Jeremy.
Hoops. Yeah, we it's a big time of the year for hoops.
James Madison
Yeah.
looked amazing in Wisconsin. Probably the best I'd seen him play since that season opening game against Michigan State.
Oh, they look
But
great.
then they played Duke. And yes, Duke is great. They're in the ACC. It's Duke. They're always going to have the premier talent being on that reputation that they built.
Yeah.
But was it me or did James Madison just look distraught? Almost like they already knew that Mark Byington was on his way out of the Duke's realm of control.
Wow. You know what? I didn't think of it then. I just figured Duke was doing stuff that they just didn't recognize. You know how, like, when you prepare for a team and when it goes to plan, you just feel good about it. But then when it doesn't go to plan, when Duke is just hitting three pointers left and right, and they usually don't do as, I mean, Duke will always hit three pointers, but the way they were hitting three pointers that night was just staggering, right?
Or it's
I
like when
didn't think.
you prepare for a podcast and no one else is prepared.
Oh yeah, it's like when you put together all the notes and you have the talking points and you ask if we've read them and then we haven't. Yeah,
Yeah,
that is that
yeah.
same kind of thing.
I am Mark Byington.
But yeah, I didn't think about that. It's kind of the same way Coastal Carolina went out a couple years ago when Jamie Chadwell was clearly in discussions with moving on to Liberty, right? And the team just sort of tanked at the end, not maybe like a, not a purposeful tank, but like a spiritual tank. Maybe that is what happened. Man, if only we had a guy on the inside, a guy who has his fingers on the pulse of James Madison, a guy who was actually there. If only we had that guy.
Yeah, we should find somebody. I mean, apparently there was rumors that we had a James Madison guy on the show, but when he headed to the Big Apple, he just stayed there, apparently.
That's right. And who would it's the Big Apple is the most exciting city in the
And
whatever.
it's not even New York City, the most exciting city, the city that never sleeps. He was in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn has its own, mystique, its own reputation, its own vibe, So yeah, maybe he just got drawn into that. Maybe he sort of lost, like redis not lost, but rediscovered himself.
Do we
Yeah,
need to
he's
put him
always
on milk
wanted to be an
cartons?
East Coast guy.
Do we need to put him on milk cartons? Have we lost Shane?
You know what? We got a message from Shane. He's just not able to come tonight, and that's fine. I mean,
Did we
he's
confirm it was really him? Are we
uh,
being
you know what?
catfished?
And you're right. I just read the words and assumed it was him, but it could be his kidnappers, as far as I know.
I'd never seen him say bruh before, but that's just me.
There's a lot of misspellings that was uncharacteristic of him.
On the basketball note, though, I think it really kind of slid in under the radar, though. App State dominated the Sun Belt Conference slate. Goose eggs in the postseason in the NIT against Wake Forest. Was App State just kind of overwhelmed, or do you think that was just that great of a game for them?
Well, I was thinking there's something that one Appalachian State knows about James Madison. To come away with two wins against James Madison when everybody else in the world just had a bunch of trouble, it's you just want to know what's that secret sauce. But I did watch a little bit of that Wake Forest Appalachian State game, and they just looked overmatched for the moment. I mean, they played well in the first half. And a little bit of the second half. And then it was like Dunk City for Wake Forest. They're playing at Wake Forest, which is always very fun. Although it did seem like there was a lot of Mountaineers fans in that stadium. But yeah, I just think basketball is one of those, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dusty, you understand the game a lot better than I do. Basketball is one of those matchup kind of things. You could be a really great team, but there could be a certain formula that you're just not going to be good at against, So what it's felt like to me that whatever Wake Forest was was just that type of team, that team that just could break Appalachian State's defense, didn't care about their ability to reject balls at will, and just found ways to beat them on the perimeter. That is my opinion. I don't know if that's true.
Do you think that that is the last game that we see Dustin Kearns wearing the black and gold?
I felt like if it's, I felt like, you know, we've seen this movement, and I haven't personally seen, read, heard any rumbling about Kearns. Although his two star players, Abson and Spillers, have both jumped into the portal. So I don't know, maybe they've heard something. I was a little surprised Abson jumped in, but maybe that's all the evidence you need to know when your two-star players say, hey, we're jumping into the portal. Maybe that's all the insight you need.
Arkansas State.
Well, before, do you think maybe this is Kearns' last hurrah? I mean, it would make sense. He's done a lot of great things there, and it might be time for him to move on.
Well, just kind of thinking off of some of the openings that are open right now, we know Dustin May just left FAU. Is that really a step up for App State? I mean, I think it is maybe over the short term right now where they are.
Yeah.
But is that really a better long-term job than being in Boone? I wouldn't think so. Does he kind of wait and see what happens by the time the Final Four rolls around, if there's anything else shaking out? Does he maybe hope that Calipari's out at Kentucky and tries to put his name in the hat there? I mean, I don't really see where there's any exciting or fitting jobs for him just yet.
Because of the proximity, I thought maybe like a Louisville would have been like at least a place where they would have, you know, checked the temperature of that. But I didn't see any movement that they all and Louisville always seems to want like a really highly regarded, publicly known coach. I don't know if Kearns has reached that yet.
And I don't feel that Louisville would want a defensive coach like Kearns is. They want a guy that's going to really draw the excitement of an offense as opposed to a team that can literally beat their opponents.
Yeah, who they end up going? They went with a guy from Xavier, right?
I don't know. I didn't even see who the hire was. Didn't really care because it didn't impact us. It
didn't impact Sunbelt. Okay, let's move on then. What you got?
Your boys. Oh. They were up for the Roe Challenge, making it all the way to the semifinals. I was pretty impressed with the run that they had. I was a little worried when they were in the squeaker contest there against Bethune-Cookman, but really rebounded nicely. I thought that High Point game really came down to about a six-minute spurt that kind of closed out the first half and then opened up the second half, and that was the difference of the game. I know it came down to that last-second shot, but I really feel like that those 6-8 minutes to over the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, was the true difference of that game. Tell me I'm wrong, Jeremy.
No, you were absolutely right about that. Witness that from my seat at the bar, as I was drunkenly discussing politics with a friend of mine. So I didn't give it all the attention I needed until that last shot, which was amazing. I will tell you this, Thibodeau. Nobody really, even though I know that you love the run ULM did in the CBI several seasons ago, no one ever really remembers who won the CBI. But man, people were going to remember if they managed to turn on ESPN2 last night. You'll remember that High Point and Arkansas State played a really good, competitive, fun, high-scoring game. They're going to remember that. And that's really what the only reason you enter a tournament like the CBI. I mean, you don't enter it for the glory. You enter it for that chance to get one more just burst of visibility. And that's what Coach Hodgson got with those guys, with himself. Hopefully, maybe enough to keep some of those guys there. Didn't hear anything from the transfer portal today. You never know. You kind of hope that they keep those guys. But we'll see. Do you think, Dusty, there's a lot of big talk going on in Jonesboro? And I'm close to it. It's maybe too close. Do you think that if Arkansas State remains intact for the most part going into the 2024-25 season, are they the Sun Belt, one of the Sun Belt favorites this year?
I think they have the roster to be, because you got to remember they also have the highly touted high school kid coming in. They have what, a 4 or 5 star transfer coming in. So they definitely have the roster for it, but it's a matter of what can Hodgson do to get them to play together on the same page? Are they going to be able to really gel this offseason and in the fall to live up to that potential that they do have?
Yeah, isn't that the way with all teams now, though, Dusty? I mean, it's kind of wild how you can go into the season with a team, and they play throughout the season, and they do well or they do poorly or whatever, and then there's a good shot that the team you play with next year will look nothing like that team. It's just weird to me that we're in that kind of situation right now where we can't even take a breath. We can't even like it's a shame that Justin Abson and Spiller's first name, but it's a shame that those guys are leaving, because that was a great team in Boone, and it would be great to see those guys suit up one more time and try to get that championship again, try to make it to the NCAA tournament. It's just too bad we're not going to be able to see that.
Some of the guys that will not be seeing the NCAA tournament for the Sun Belt Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Byington out at James Madison, going to the SEC and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really a great move, because yes, it's the SEC. Yes, you just greatly increase your salary, your coaching pool, but you're going into a gauntlet. And the season that he had this year with James Madison is kind of the exception for what he's done, as opposed to that's the expectation year in, year out at Vandy.
Yeah, you know, aside from baseball, which Vanderbilt routinely does fairly well, basketball has been a place where Vanderbilt can, every now and then, they're like cicadas. Or cicadas, you know, they sort of every 6 or 7 years, you know, they come out and you suddenly have a good season. But I was discussing this with my brother about the SEC and the Big Ten and how they're becoming bigger. And you wonder how schools like an Arkansas or a Vanderbilt or a Mississippi State feels about that, knowing it just becomes harder and harder and harder for those schools to become like a conference champion when the conferences are just getting bigger, right? And I think the prevailing wisdom was you might as well just become part of that system or not be part of anything, right? So, I mean, if you're not in the SEC or the Big Ten in the next 5 years, you might not be playing big-time college sports. So maybe the writing was seen on the wall, and that's why he accepted that job at Vanderbilt.
Old Dominion has a new head coach.
Yeah.
Mike Jones coming over from Maryland.
Yeah.
I kind of like the move. I think it's always good to have one of your own, because he was a player for Old Dominion back in the early 90s. So yeah. Always good when you can kind of have that homecoming. Anxious to see what he can do there with that. The most interesting move so far in the offseason, D'Antoni out at Marshall, associate head coach Cornelius Jackson, given a 2-year contract or a 2-year contract with a 1-year opt out. So basically, we're going to see how you do next year. If we like you, we'll give you the other year. If not, no hard feelings, but you got to go.
Yeah, it's a little bit of just sort of kicking the tires. Not really committing, but not really not committing. Doesn't seem like it seems like sort of one of those half-hearted moves that doesn't please anybody. But yeah, what an unceremonious departure for D'Antoni. D'Antoni. Yes. Thank you for helping me out on that. But yeah, I mean, I know he's an old guy. He's been around for a long time. It seems like it was one of those situations, and I could be wrong about this, where It was an old guy that wanted to stay a little longer past his welcome, you know, the guy at the end of the party who's still sucking down his drink, won't leave the couch. You're cleaning up the dishes, you're straightening up the room a little bit, and you're like, yep, getting late. It's about that time. And he's like, yeah. I thought maybe I'd turn on the TV, we'd watch some stuff. But yeah, that's how it seems like it worked out over there, Tibbs.
Why are you calling me out, Jeremy? You said I was fine to stay a little bit longer.
It was just a little embarrassing that you would not leave. It's like you would not take the hint. I think
On
it
the
must
women's
be,
side,
man.
yeah. On the women's side, Marshall, I think that kind of went as expected. They didn't really get a low enough seed to really be able to have a good matchup to make some noise in the NCAA tournament. James Madison, the surprising number one overall seed after Miami pulled out. They went 0-1 though in the WBIT.
Yeah.
And then, as we said, three teams, now two teams remaining in the WNIT with ULM beating Southern Miss. They will advance to play the winner of Friday night's Troy and North Carolina A&T game. So it could be a all Sun Belt semifinal, at least out of that quadrant of the bracket.
That is really cool. You know, good for the Warhawks, by the way. They get the new coach, they overhaul the roster. They come in hot. They don't win the Sun Belt, but they make plenty of noise in the Sun Belt, win some big games. And now here they are showing their mettle in a national tournament. Maybe not the NCAA, but still. They're showing that they belong in the conversation. I tell you one thing about Marshall, though. You know, it seems to me that there's still a talent chasm between like the 30 top tier female basketball schools and then everybody else. So you get Marshall, they run into those buzzsaws of those bigger programs. I think we saw that with JMU the year before. We're just not there yet. I mean, as much as Sun Belt basketball, women's basketball has improved, we still have some distance to go before we start competing. And I think the evidence is there with Southern Miss and the Warhawks and ODU doing pretty well in this WBIT, WB, or no, it's the WNIT, the
The
WNIT.
WNIT, that is the sea level equivalent of the women's basketball side.
Hey, man, it's better than the D level, right?
On the women's side, we've already had one head coaching change. Georgia Southern's Anita Howard is out.
Yeah.
Coaching search underway. Former show contributor, former show guest, associate head coach of James Madison, Neil Harrow.
Oh, yeah.
Getting called up to the big leagues. He is headed to Los Angeles to be a assistant coach for the Los Angeles Sparks. So congrats to him. We'll miss the man bun around the league.
Yes. No, anybody who is not the Sparks is crap. That's my Scottish accent. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Do you have a good accent? Like, do you have like a go-to, like a Bane or Darth Vader or a Yoda or something that you can do that you feel like you do pretty well?
Silent Bob.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I thought your Silent Bob was on point.
I do what I can.
All my voices sound the same, so like I don't even try them anymore. I wish I had like a good, like go-to voice that I could bust out at parties and get people giggling. That would be nice.
You're the type of guy that really enjoyed the toy of like the Transformer voice changer as a kid, didn't you, Jeremy?
No. I wish I had that though. Yeah. You know what I really wanted was a Mr. Microphone.
Is that like the car karaoke microphone that you can ride around?
You could ride around. I don't know if it had a function where it could play music. Maybe it did. It just amplified your voice as if kids, like as if young boys weren't loud enough. It said, here you go. Here is a device that can make your voice even louder. I bet parents loved it.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need, Jeremy.
Yeah. I should bring that to like the press box at Arkansas State games. They would love that.
I don't know who would kill you first, Kara or Jerry Scott.
Kara, definitely, man. She has no patience for fools.
On the softball diamond, it's very
Okay.
top heavy in the league.
If you say so, I don't really pay attention.
It's the Cajuns at 6-0, Troy
Okay.
State 5-1, Troy
Oh.
4-2, a lot of 500 teams.
Hmm.
Coastal Carolina, Georgia State bringing up the rear at 1-5. Very top heavy.
Yeah, where are my
And I
Mohawks?
don't. 2-4 overall in the
Okay.
conference.
All right. All right.
Not quite in the position that they need to be to advance to San Marcos for the Sun Belt Conference tournament.
Oh. Oh, this, so not everybody makes the tournament. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't ever, I don't, you know, we fool around with the formula so many times. I never know.
Yeah. As long as I wish everybody would make it, even though it kind of takes a little emphasis off the regular season, as long as they don't do the double bye again.
Yeah.
I did not like, or not the double bye, the double elimination for baseball, softball
Yes.
tournaments.
I get, yeah. I don't mind whether even in basketball, I wouldn't have mind would have minded like the bottom two just not going.
That's all we have, Jeremy, unless there's more noise that you would like to make.
I you know what? I feel like we're gonna try to get some hot guests in the next coming weeks. We can't say who,
We're working on them.
but we're working on them. I think what we're working on sounds exciting, Tibbs. So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe Shane shows up. Maybe we pull houses of being at the NCAA tournament to see his team, the team that he covers, play on the biggest stage.
They
We
play on a
just can't
court,
do that
Jeremy,
to
not a stage. I mean, I know it's on Broadway, but.
him. It's sort of an off-Broadway hit.
So, Jeremy, plugs, promos, and parting shots. I'm just going to plug the Daily News Record, dnronline.com.
I hear they have a good reporter there.
They have a great reporter there, and he will give you the latest information on Sun Belt Conference as well as James Madison.
It, you know, it, when he's available, when he makes time, he doesn't always do that.
He travels with a
He can't be a
typewriter,
sh
Jeremy.
Does he have one of those old Royals?
That's exactly
Yeah.
how I picture him in the press box.
Can you imagine, like in the 70s or 80s, even maybe even the early 90s? You know, you go to the press box and you have your typewriter with you that you, comes in a little case. Or did they have typewriters there? Did they have a bank of like electric typewriters that maybe you could put your stuff in? I don't know. How did that work?
I don't know.
Because now you know you just flip open the laptop and you're ready to go. You're connected to the internet. So parting shots, plugs or promos. I'm going to talk a little bit about the transfer portal. I want to talk a little bit about. Well, first I want to congratulate Arkansas State Bowling. They're not in the Sun Belt for bowling. They're in Conference USA. I believe six programs from Conference USA have made the national NCAA bowling tournament. Arkansas State is a second seed, so everybody root for Arkansas State as they open up tournament play next week. I forget where, but it's somewhere far away. But I also want to talk about some of the notable transfers that are leaving the Sun Belt basketball, men's basketball programs. And it's early. There'll probably still be more. But already we've seen some pretty big names enter the portal, including from Appalachian State, Trayvon Spillers and Justin Abson. From Coastal, we've seen Kylan Backman and Jacob Meyer. Georgia State lost Lucas Taylor. I believe he was their leading scorer. They also lost Dwan Odom. Our defending champions, JMU, Terrence Edwards gone, man. Terrence Edwards. Xavier Brown. He was like the kid that came out of nowhere, but 21 points on Arkansas State. He's now using that to get in maybe a better deal somewhere else, the transfer portal. Joe Charles and Thamus Faulks. Themis from Louisiana. Both big pieces for them. Old Dominion loses Cam Crawford. Chance Jenkins. Brandon, oh, from Texas State. Brandon Love, he's gone, Tibbs.
We discussed that.
Jordan Mason, gone.
Gone. I mean,
you look at this list. This is a team. This is an NCAA team right here. Like they're getting into the grade eight. So anyway, once again, we see some very good talent poached away from the portal via the transfer portal. Always sad to see. In some ways, I hope these guys change their mind and just stay where they are. But that's my parting shot.
With that, follow us online. Okay. Social media, Funbelt PC.
That's us.
FunbeltPC at gmail.com, funbeltpodcast.com.
Uh-huh.
To check out the full backlog of catalogs as well as all of our latest episodes. We're on YouTube as well. Pretty much anywhere you can search, we're right there. Funbelt Podcast or Funbelt PC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.